Hello, I'm Kevin Shulin, Assistant Director of Online Course Development at CERT. And in this edition of the Faculty Spotlight, we feature Dr. Linda Howell, Director, and David McKinnon, Assistant Director of the Writing Program and Center. The topic is using outcomes in Canvas to report and evaluate student achievement of learning objectives. The ENC 1101 and ENC 1143 writing courses offered through the Department of English reach a large population of UNF students. For instance, in the fall 2017 semester, 76 individual course sections were offered by 36 faculty members and enrolled more than 2,000 students. And while faculty bring their own pedagogies and practices to their classrooms, the UNF Writing Program works to ensure these courses offer students equal opportunity to receive quality and practical feedback on their writing. To that end, Writing Program Administrators Dr. Linda Howell and David McKinnon needed a practical method for pushing rubrics and outcomes to all of the individual course sections. To get this started, they contacted CERT to discuss how the outcomes and rubrics tools and Mastery Learning Gradebook in Canvas could be utilized to track student mastery over content and writing choices. They were also interested in the possibility of implementing outcomes at the sub-account level as a strategy for acquiring student mastery data for all of the 2,000 students in a single report. So after a few meetings and several emails, they had a plan that included the following three basic steps. Step one, construct the outcomes. The first and perhaps most critical step was to create measurable outcomes. Fortunately, the writing program had already spent the past 7 years building and refining its outcomes to match program goals and respond to changing student populations, so a common set of program outcomes and rubrics already existed. Step two, upload outcomes to Canvas. To store and organize the outcomes, a folder within the Department of English sub-account level directory in Canvas was created by CERT. The outcomes were uploaded to that folder and thoroughly checked and double-checked for errors. Checking for errors was critical at this point because once the sub-account level outcomes are pushed out and aligned with the individual assignments in all of the individual courses, they cannot be modified. Step three, push outcomes to individual course sections. This last step can be achieved in several different ways depending on the desired result. For this particular project, it was decided that the best strategy would be to import the sub-account level outcomes into a master template for each course, then use the course copy tool in Canvas to copy that master template into each of the individual course sections. By using this master template method, they were able to streamline the process and ensure consistency and accuracy in the student mastery reports. The results. Once the outcomes and rubrics were implemented, McKinnon was able to work with CERT to retrieve the sub-account level reports and begin preparing a plan for acquiring and analyzing the data at the end of the semester. In the past, because of the size of the program, collecting this kind of data has been a challenge. However, with the ability to furnish all courses with a prefabricated set of outcomes, the process of gathering the data was as simple as pressing a button and downloading the report to Excel. And while Howell and McKinnon are only beginning to look closely at the fall 2017 data, they have already identified information that's helping them plan future programming and faculty development. Moving forward, they have plans to streamline the process by further enhancing a master template to simplify the course and to simplify the course instructor's steps in building out the content without impinging on their own creativity and pedagogies. If you are interested in learning more about implementing outcomes at the sub-account level, you can contact Kevin Shulin at CERT. Or if you have questions about this particular project, contact David McKinnon at the Writing Center. Thank you.